Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 80 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Kinsey Thompson.
And I'm Chaz Jenkins.
Severe weather is expected to hit the WMKY listening area this evening.
St. Clair Healthcare is introducing a new cost savings plan.
A mental illness support group will be held in Moorhead this week.
New laws regarding the opioid crisis will go into effect in Kentucky this week.
In sports, Louisville coach Rick Pitino is returning home.
Taking a look at your region's weather. Tonight, partly cloudy, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible, lows around 73 degrees. On Tuesday, intervals of clouds and sunshine, highs around 90 degrees. Tuesday night, clear skies, lows around 70. On Wednesday, sunshine, highs around 92. Wednesday night, mostly clear skies, lows around 73. On Thursday, intervals of clouds and sunshine, highs around 94. And Thursday night, a few clouds from time to time, lows around 74.
The National Weather Service is warning people of the dangers of thunderstorms due to possible threats coming tonight. Showers and thunderstorms are expected to make their way through the WMKY listening area this evening, with the biggest threat being damaging winds. Hail and tornadoes are also possible. Jonathan Guzman is the warning coordination meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Jackson. He says it's important to take the right actions to ensure safety during a storm.
It's best to be somewhere interior away from windows and doors. If you're out traveling, being in an enclosed vehicle, not a convertible. Closed vehicle with your doors closed, windows up, that metal frame of the car will protect you there.
Guzman advises having a battery-powered radio in case of power outages to receive severe weather warnings and updates.
St. Clair Healthcare is implementing a cost savings plan that includes a 6.4% reduction in current operating expenses. Declining state and federal reimbursements and higher cost of care as the need to make financial cuts and invest strategically in their future. SCH CEO Dan Lloyd says cuts began early in June.
The reality is that these decisions impact people's lives. So we are taking a very cautious but deliberate and diligent approach to where we are going to reduce expenditures and to do that in the best way possible, not to compromise the care that we're providing, but to bring greater value to the people we serve.
Lloyd says some reassignment of staff will also be happening as the plan is implemented. St. Clair's targeted cost reduction plan focuses on staffing levels, purchasing controls, and a reevaluation of all contractual management services.
A grassroots organization aimed at helping individuals, friends, and families dealing with mental illness is hosting a support group in Moorhead tomorrow. Carol Moriello is the president of the Moorhead chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness. She says the group can help individuals dealing with a wide range of issues.
We're a grassroots organization started by families of people who have family members or friends who have mental illness, major mental illnesses like bipolar and schizophrenia and PTSD, and lots of them today, or lots of combinations of those.
The group will meet in Round County Public Library Conference Room at 6 tomorrow evening. For more information, call 606-356-3181.
The Moorhead Rotary Club has some upcoming events to benefit the community. After receiving a grant to put up trail signs in Rodburn Hollow, the club is looking to paint a mural in downtown Moorhead. They are also trying to help children in need with another suitcase drive for foster children in the area. Club President Betty Cutts says they will also collect smaller items in a drive this fall.
We collect lice medicine, always a need, and socks and gloves.
The club recently finished the shoes for Good Drive, and Cutts says the children's shoes will be picked and donated to the Family Resource Centers in Moorhead.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has been uncharacteristically outspoken over the past week during his encounters with the media. Departing from his usual habit of delivering prepared remarks, the Kentucky senator has offered strong remarks about several key issues that could shape 2020 races. One such exchange came during a recent press conference where McConnell explained why he thinks reparations for slavery aren't necessary.
You know, tried to deal with our original sin of slavery by fighting a civil war, by passing landmark civil rights legislation. We've elected an African-American president.
McConnell is up for re-election in 2020, but the Democrats have yet to put a challenger forward.
The Pikeville Fire Department received a safety grant recently that will be used for purchasing confined space and trench rescue equipment. Fire Chief Patrick Bentley tells Mountaintop Media the money was from a $3,000 50-50 match grant awarded by the Kentucky League of Cities Insurance Services. Bentley said that grants such as this are a practical way to make budgets go further and provide equipment that will enhance public safety. The Kentucky League of Cities Insurance Services has awarded in excess of $4.5 million since the safety grant program was started in 1999.
New laws are going into effect on June 27th in Kentucky, some aiming to address the opioid crisis. WKYT reports House Bill 470 allows pharmacists to more freely distribute Narcan, a substance that reverses the effects of an overdose. Madison County Coroner Jimmy Cornelison spoke with WYMT.
May have repeat performers. You may give them Narcan once, twice, three times. But, you know, the laws of limitations are going to run out, and there's not going to be somebody there. It's like finding Narcan in somebody's pocket who's dead.
HB 470 also holds drug dealers accountable for overdose deaths, charging them with second-degree manslaughter.
A Kentucky police department has launched a website to seek the public's help in identifying suspects in unsolved cases. A statement from the Lexington Police Department says the site, lexidme.com, has surveillance images of people suspected of criminal activity whom police haven't been able to identify. Chief Lawrence Weathers says the site allows the public to see some photographic evidence in cases and submit tips directly to detectives. A majority of the cases on the site will be shoplifting and other thefts, which are the most common criminal activity in Lexington. Police will update the site frequently and will continue to highlight significant or noteworthy cases on social media.
A well-known Pike County property owner pleaded guilty in U.S. District Court Friday to 5 counts of sex trafficking of minors in a deal that eliminated 6 counts of drug tracking filed against him earlier this year. The Herald later reports 55-year-old Ernest B. Ray, also known as Junior, was indicted in February on the charges and pleaded not guilty in March, but rescinded that plea during his hearing Friday. On Friday, Ray admitted recruiting girls under the age of 18 for sex acts and paid them with alcohol, money, and drugs. Each charge carries a recommended sentence of not less than 10 years in prison. Under the plea agreement, the counts will not be consolidated when forming Ray's recommended sentence. Ray might also have to pay a fine of not more than $250,000 for each count and could be put under supervision for not less than 5 years when or if he is eventually released from prison. Ray is scheduled to be sentenced October 11th in Lexington.
A wanted man who allegedly fled from police during a traffic stop was arrested thanks to witnesses who helped an officer make the arrest. Court documents show police pulled over a car near Bluegrass Extended Stay on Richmond Road Sunday. The passenger in the car reportedly gave police a false name, then fled the scene. WKYT reports an officer chased after the suspect and twice deployed a taser. The suspect then grabbed the officer's taser and threw it. Two witnesses saw what was happening and helped tackle the suspect and helped the officer place the man in custody. Police say the suspect was identified as Adrian Richardson, who was found to be in possession of several small bags containing meth and cocaine. Richardson had a warrant for his arrest for a shooting that occurred months prior. Richardson is facing 9 charges, including wanton endangerment.
A 2-month operation by the Vanceburg Police Department has led to the arrest of 29 people on drug-related charges. The Maysville Ledger Independent reports that VPD launched Operation Spring Clean in an effort to eradicate the narcotic issue in the city of Vanceburg and across Lewis County, officials said. Police Chief Joe Billman said the operation has been 9 months in the making, along with months of investigations and undercover buys from alleged drug dealers. While he is aware that this operation will not outright eliminate drug activity from the community, Billman said this operation has done a great deal in apprehending some of the major drug dealers in the area. The Vanceburg City Police Department encourages anyone with information on drug activity or illegal activity to contact the police department at 606-796-2111 or call 911, where you may remain anonymous.
A pair of shootings at 2 Lexington bars kept police busy Sunday morning and left 3 people injured. The first shooting happened just outside of 2 Keys near UK's campus around 1:30 a.m. Then an hour and a half later, police responded to the Fox Club on Winchester Road. Authorities say fights had broken out inside and outside of the club. While police were there working to break up the disturbance, officials say shots rang out behind the club near Hillcrest Avenue. A witness to the incident tells LEX18 it's common for things like this to happen when alcohol is in the mix.
But the reality of it is, on a Saturday night, those type of elements can happen. You know, you can't have people who drinking and partying and emotions can get escalated and get out of control.
So far, there has been no reports of an arrest for either incidents.
And taking a quick look at sports, Rick Pitino is one and done in Greece. KNN's Will Clark reports.
The former U of L coach tweeted that he is returning home after spending the last 6 months coaching Panathinaikos in the EuroLeague, leading that squad to a championship. Pitino expressed gratitude to the Greek fans, but says he's now looking forward to the next chapter in my life. Pitino has told ESPN he's focusing on a return to the NBA in either a coaching or advisory role. I'm Will Clark.
We'll have a look at stocks with Bud Luke right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University, offering a weekly summer camp program for children ages 5 through 12. Open to the community May 20th through August 2nd, an inclusive, fun, and active camp program run by certified counselors. Space is limited. More information by calling Zach Martin at 783-5284 or online at moreheadstate.edu/recreation.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks held steady as investors looked ahead to a key meeting between President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping at this week's G20 summit. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a modest gain of 8.41 at 26,727.54. The broader market was weaker, with the S&P 500 down 5.11 at 2945.35 and the NASDAQ Composite down 26.01 at 8,005.70. And of course, Trump and Xi are expected to discuss the ongoing trade war between the U.S. and China at the summit, which is set to start Friday. Investors are hopeful the two leaders will get closer to a deal that will end the conflict. And of course, over the last month, markets have been actually helped out quite a bit by trade optimism, as the month of June has been particularly strong, with the major indices all up at least 7% for this month. And those gains have erased a massive sell-off from May, which was, of course, fueled by China and concerns about tariffs. And the S&P 500, of course, hitting a record this last Friday of 2964.15. In corporate news, Caesars Entertainment shares surged 14.5% after the casino operator agreed to be bought out by Eldorado Resorts for more than $17 billion, including debt. And Bristol-Myers Squibb shares fell more than 7% after the company announced that $74 billion merger with Celgene would be delayed until the end of this year or early next year. Dow member United Technologies rose 1.1% after an analyst upgraded the stock to outperform from market perform, and Deere shares climbed 1.6% after being upgraded to a buy from neutral at UBS. In the commodities markets, oil was up 0.75% at $57.85 a barrel. Gold was up 1.6% at $1,422.20 an ounce. In Europe, stocks were down slightly, with the Stock 600 index down 0.25%. And in Asia, most markets were up modestly. The Nikkei was up 0.125%, and the Shanghai Composite was up 0.2%. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Community Trust Bank up 36 cents at $41.13, Dollar General down $1.63 at $137.15, Delta Airlines up 7 cents at $56.06, Yum Brands up 35 cents at $110.62, and Marathon Petroleum was up $1.05, finishing, or I should say Marathon Petroleum was down $1.05, finishing at $51.61. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon.
I'm Chaz Jenkins.
And I'm Kinsey Thompson. Now back to All Things Considered.